Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masechet Megillah. We are up to Parak Dalid, Mishnah Vav. So we're going to talk about what a katan is allowed to do in shul. Katan kari b'torah metargim. A katan kari from the Torah, and it could also be metargim, because he's not being motzi anyone in any sort of chiyuv. A katan can't be motzi other people in chiyuv, and b'kriyas haTorah is just sort of like chovas haTzibur, that you have to have the Torah read b'tzibur. So it's being read, so it doesn't require any shomei ka'one. Aval einu paris al shema v'einu av l'fnei ha'teva, but he's not allowed to be paris al shema, and he's not allowed to daven for an amud, because people need to be yotze with the person who's davening for an amud. So he can't be motzi other people. And if he is a katan, if he's a kohen rather, he's not allowed to do the birchas kohanim. Is a bit of a stira, because in Masechet Sukkah there's a brisa that tells us that that a katan who's yodea lifros as yadav is allowed to be notel truma bebeis hagranos, that if he knows how to do birchas kohanim, he can already take truma. So which is it? Is it the katan is not supposed to be Nosei Eskapov, or that a katan can be Nosei Eskapov? So it's Machlokes Rishonim. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch that a katan can be Nosei Eskapov, but not by himself. He can go up together with a gadol, but he's not allowed to do it himself. So now the Mishnah gives another halacha of people who cannot be the shaliach tzibur. Poreis eshema umetargim. Someone whose clothing is torn, so his arms are exposed, he's allowed to be poreis eshema, and he's allowed to be metargim the Torah. Aval eino kore b'torah, but he cannot be the bal kore. Vein over lefnei teva, vein ono seas kapav. And he's not allowed to daven for an amud, and he's not allowed to do birchas kohanim. So probably this relates to someone with a short sleeve shirt who doesn't have a jacket. So he probably should not daven for an amud, and he probably should not be the bal kore to get an aliyah. When we say Kari Betorah, the Ola is the one that's Kari Betorah, so you probably should not get an Aliyah when a person is just wearing short sleeves without a jacket, because it's Pocheach. Granted, his clothing is not ripped when you're wearing short sleeves, but his arms are totally exposed. Suma Poris Hashema Matargim. A blind person can be Poris Hashema and be Matargim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kol Shelo Rama Oris Miyamav Eino Poris Hashema. That if he was always blind, he was blind from birth, then he's not allowed to be Poris Hashema, because it includes the words Yotzer Or, which thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating light that illuminates this world. But he's someone who never benefited from the light that illuminates this world. Another halacha about Birchas Kohanim, Kohen sheyesh biyadav mumin lo yiseh eskapav. If a Kohen has blemishes on his arm, on his hands, he's not allowed to do nesias kapayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af mishayu yadav tzavuos istis ufua lo yiseh eskapav. Even if his hands were stained with a blue dye or a red dye, he's not allowed to be nosei eskapav, because it's going to be distracting to see those colors. No one's going to be able to focus. Everyone's going to be staring at him. So if the Kohen's hands look strange, people are going to be staring the whole time. And that's going to be, they're not going to be focused on the Birchas Kohanim. And the Shechina is on his hands. And looking at the Shechina is going to cause Sheicha or Einov. It's going to cause his eyesight to go dim. So we don't want that to happen either. So we don't want people looking at the hands of the Kohanim. Nowadays, the hands of the Kohanim are covered with the talus anyway, so you wouldn't be able to look, even if you wanted to. But anyway, that's the halacha. If it's dashbei, if he's someone that everyone is used to seeing like that, and therefore it's not unusual, then it wouldn't be a problem. Then people aren't going to stare anyway. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that a katan could be the balkari and he could be the metargim, but he cannot be paris al shema, and he cannot daven for an amud, and he cannot do nesias kapayim. We said that someone whose arms are exposed could be paris al shema and metargim, but he cannot be the balkari, he cannot get an aliyah, he cannot daven for an amud, and he cannot be nosei eskapov. And we said a blind person could be paris shema metargim, but Rabbi Yehuda says if he's been blind since birth, he can't be paris al shema either, because yotzer or is a bracha that he's not really able to say. Mishnah Zayin, we learned that a kohen who has blemishes on his hands should not be nosei eskapov, and Rabbi Yehuda says not just if he has blemishes, even if his hands are colored with some sort of dye, because as long as it's going to distract people, they're not going to be able to focus, that's going to be a problem for birchas kohanim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnayis Ches and Tes.